It's Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. I'm Mr. Smedberg. Nice to meet you. So, hey, our thing got cut off, so here we are, part two. And, of course, in the intermission there, they had a big giggle about something. I have no idea what it was.
I'm lost, too.
I'm trying to convince you, right?
Okay. You want to hear what this is about?
Go.
I'm trying to convince Mili to come with our group to homecoming and to ask someone. But no, he's being lame, even though it's his senior year.
Like, and yet he asks, dude? Like, 12 girls to come here.
That's true.
So how hard is it to just ask a girl to be in our group because we don't want to go by ourselves?
Who are you going with again?
Matt.
Matt.
Howland.
Are you serious?
Okay, I gotta give you a pop shot. That's good.
Yes. I love that.
Okay, so anyway, am I doing anything fun over Labor Day?
Okay, I'm caught up now.
Who wants to make fun of my
brother?
Not that kind of one. Okay, so anyway.
No, I connected something in my brain that I heard from earlier, so
I guess somebody did anything fun over Labor Day.
Gee, no, what were you thinking?
I almost got killed by falling into a trench of doom.
Tell the story.
Kind of fun.
Go.
Okay, so
do
we
tell.
Dug out our foundation to our house because we keep flooding, and it's about 15, 16 feet.
Okay.
So I felt into that, like, at midnight one night, I had to sleep in there because everyone was asleep, and it was actually quite comfortable.
You fell asleep in the trench?
Yes!
Oh. You fell asleep in the trench. I thought this was, like, a falling into the trench story, like, how
I fell into
the orchestra
pit. I couldn't get out because it was all muddy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had to have a friend come rescue me. Thank you, Allie!
I don't think she's here.
I know.
She's not here, but
she
like,
listens to these.
But it's a shout-out to Allie.
We have more listeners.
Allie, shout-out.
Shout-out.
In that case,
Allie.
I'm giving
so
shout-out.
So I'm still
kind
of stuck on the fact that she spent the night in the trench in front of her house. So she can't get out.
Everyone was asleep. Charlie was passed out. My mom and dad didn't care.
That's depressing.
And so, yeah.
And you didn't have your phone with you?
No. My friend Allie had it. Thank you, Allie.
I only ask because she's on it now, texting somebody.
But... Angry shout-out to
I'm texting
Allie.
My brother
Angry
because he is Angry being a jerk.
Yeah.
We had a... I know. Do you guys know I'm a teacher? And we had a teacher one year got a note from a student, about a tardy note, and it was... The note said something about... You get the word notes from kids, you know, you only see the ones you guys turn in. But this one note said that, sorry my son was late today, we made him sleep in the garage and forgot about it. Mom, Dad, send him a timeout. Go in the garage. And forgot about him.
Poor kid.
That's parental love.
Yeah, there you go.
My brother.
It's
kind of
like, you, go out in the trench. Go walk backwards in the front yard.
I fell into it. It wasn't anyone's... I don't even know I was out there at midnight.
So you fell into the trench and you decided to sleep there.
I know why I was out there. My cat was fighting with another cat, and... I'm pretty good with my cat. He will follow me around.
Trenches.
Even into trenches?
So did the cat get out?
No, she followed the cat, so.
No.
Did get out of the bed?
Okay. I was being attacked by a cat, and I didn't want to be bitten because it was stray.
Rabies. Okay.
So here we go. Here's the moral.
Foaming mouth.
So.
Don't have a
don't
cat.
Don't fight with cats.
More of the story.
So
don't break up
cat
fights.
Cliff, you go?
That is the lesson.
Don't break up cat fights. Don't fall in trenches. Okay.
Don't
die.
But if you
if
do,
a cat jumps off
just
a cliff,
go to sleep.
Don't
if you do, just sleep it out.
Never mind the rains that are coming.
Have you tried
mosquitoes?
How do you sleep through a cat fight?
Well, if
both
you're asleep, you
way.
Can't hear it. Like,
my brother was knocked out. My parents were just like, whatever. Tiger can take care of himself. Tiger's our cat, by the way, just
tiger?
Letting you know.
No,
he is the cutest cat.
Is
family love, we won't go there anymore, I don't think. You know, they're worried about the cat, but...
I love my kitty.
I know,
I've had him since 99, and he's still alive.
Dude, I don't remember since 99.
He was born on March 14th, 1999, and we got him July 10th, 1999.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
First grade?
Yeah, it was
so anything happened
no,
next week?
First grade, yeah.
No, first grade. You guys all know each other from grade school?
No.
No. I didn't know any of these people.
I know Mili from 7th grade science.
Say goodbye.
Whoa.
What?
No!
Whoa.
Bye.
You don't?
Swing club.
Swing
we
club.
Got, we'll get this part three.
You sat
we'll
in the corner
get
with
swing
Connor
club.
And Jimmy.
Swing club.
Coming next.